Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everyone to the Stars Psychics Radio Network. Tonight we have a wonderful show with Rainbow Rose, Stars Rainbow Rose. We'll interview our owner of Star Psychic Network, Natalie Sist, and we will learn how the site works, various client benefits, quality spiritual enlightenment and guidance, and what sets stars apart from everyone else. Natalie is a clairvoyant astrologer, clairaudient, and tarot reader, and has used her gifts to help others for over 25 years. Rainbow Rose is an international reader, healer, and teacher who's used her gifts to help others for 34 years. Make sure to visit our website tonight at www.starpsychics.com, where top readers from around the world are there to answer your questions at any time. And please please go like us on Facebook. Just type in Star Psychics, or like us or follow us on Twitter and type in Star Psychics. This is for entertainment purposes only. You must be 18 or over to participate. We will have 30 minutes of discussion, and the last 30 minutes is going to be taking your calls. So please call us and make sure that your questions are brief, as other people will be waiting to get their calls answered. We so appreciate you coming in, and thank you so much, and God bless. And now I'd like to turn this over to Rainbow Rose and Natalie. Hello, Rainbow Rose.
Hi, how are you? Stars Christina.
I'm very well, thank you.
This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I have been a reader for 34 years. Also, one of the wonderful things is I've also been a Stars for 10 years, and I've known Natalie a long time. And with that, let's let you get to know Natalie the way I know Natalie. Over to you, Natalie.
Hi there. I'm here. I'm so excited about the show each week. A lot of good topics, a lot of great people coming in to participate, making it a success. Do you have any questions for me?
I have plenty. How long have you been doing all of this, all of what you do?
The websites, well, the first one I started back in 1998, and that was planetstar.com. And then the next year, 1999, I developed mysticlivingtoday.com, which is our e-zine. And then, of course, Star Psychics began October of 2011. So we're a fairly new site.
That's wonderful to me that you're able to get involved in it. When you started talking about it, I felt your energy waking up, and it sounds like it is a passion.
It really is. Yeah, it is. I love what I do. You know, I started online, back in the early 90s, you know, when the internet was brand new, and, you know, we didn't have Yahoo and Google and all of that. It was just basically you put up a website and there you were. But I worked for America Online for about 6 years in something called Crystal Ball. And I just was an astrologer there, and my gifts really didn't open up until after that, when I realized that looking at the charts, you know, I started getting impressions in my head, and I met somebody who was a developer, a website developer, and we didn't live far from each other, and that's how Planet Stars began, actually. It was, I didn't really think it was going to carry on as long as it has, and everything expanded. That's kind of like the mother site, you know, and all the other ones are subsidiaries. And I really love what I do. I mean, I've met so many people all over the world, and many people just on the internet alone, you know, just in the United States, just through America Online, I know a lot of people, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yes, I think one of the things that makes you stand out and makes you amazing is your longevity. You've been here and many sites have come and gone, but Planet Stars now, Star Psychics, is around.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's the longevity that it really speaks for itself. You know, when you have something and you persevere and you continue on and on with it, even though sometimes you have to step back, You know, there's not failures, but there's things that you have to tweak and redo, and, oh, that's not going to work. Oh, maybe that'll work. And it's a process. It really is. I mean, nothing is perfect, and I feel that we're just working towards perfection, and like Star Psychics, it's not perfect yet. I have more things that I'm going to add, and I did that with Planet Stars. I did that with the magazine, and it's a continuation of all the creativity, and I have an awesome webmaster, and I have awesome people behind me that, or stand beside me, I should say, that really help and make my job really easy, because I can count on them to do things, and they get them done.
And could you do us a favor and let us know when you say the magazine, what the magazine is, please?
That is mysticlivingtoday.com. It is a place, you know, a magazine that's been going on, like I said, since 1999. It really wasn't my idea. A bunch of us got together that were in Planet Stars. We met at my house, and somebody said, why don't you do an e-zine? And I didn't really even know what an e-zine was. So I had help developing it, but they all drifted away. And it was left in my lap. And we have all kinds of reviews there, authors from all over. I get excerpts from books. I have authors that contact, you know, myself. And our Ricky Fromman, she handles all the reviews for me. She gets emails all the time, you know, review my book. And she chooses what we do, and she sends them to me. And then usually about this time, today, as a matter of fact, I sent out a reminder to all the authors, all of those who submit poetry. We take poetry. We can do just about anything in Mystic Living Today. It's multifaceted, and it really, you know, I do it all myself. I put it all up myself. Tony, my webmaster, gave me this wonderful editor. I used to have to do all the code in HTML. I don't have to do that anymore. Thank you, because I would really sweat, because it had to be up on the first, and that was something on my shoulders. And if I made a mistake, well, it couldn't go up. But now he's made it so that I can add nice pictures. You know, we can do just about anything we want to do. We have a marquee there for Star Psychics. We can take ads. We're going to put something about Blog Talk Radio. That's going to be sitting there. So, you know, when you have three sites like that, you go from one to the other to the other, and it's just always evolving, and you capture the audience of different kinds of people. But Mystic Living Today, I must say, has turned out to be not better than I thought, but it's really like a work of art. You know, I have people that submit, and it's beautiful. I mean, you should see the people that send me emails. Would you put this in the magazine for you? Would you do this? And then, you know, and then of course Ricky, she gets an awful lot of reviews. They just contact her because she's been doing it, like she says, for 10 years. You know, at least. And magazine is what, 1998. That's a long time. And really, we didn't have reviews before. It really blossomed about 4 or 5 years ago when we could put in reviews. We never had reviews before. It was just one person doing the whole magazine. So it's come a long way. It really has.
That's wonderful. And let's get back to Star Psychics. That intrigues me, you know. What does it really offer someone if they go there? What could they expect to see, Natalie?
Well, first of all, we have world-class readers there. I mean, five-star, top of the line, that have come to Stars with all different kinds of tools that they use. Some do not use any tools, and by tools I mean tarot card readers. I have one that does crystal ball. I have angel card readers. I have mediums. I have just a big variety of talent sitting there. And we offer increments of, I just added a 5-minute, a 10-minute, a 20-minute, and a 30-minute block of time that you can get. Soon we're going to be adding our voice chat, which will be, I don't believe anybody's going to have it. You just have to have a microphone, and the client has to have a microphone. So if you choose, and the reader is doing voice that day, you get to talk to your reader, just like, you know, we're talking. And it's really nice. I'm excited about it. It works really good, except for Tony is fine-tuning all the little buttons, and I call them the doodads, because, you know, it's got to sit right everywhere. And he's working with a man in Pakistan, believe it or not, who did that. And a man in India developed the chat module. I think what I have there on the site, it's a family atmosphere. There is no pressure. There's no competition. You work when you want. As far as a reader is concerned, you can log on anytime you want. You can stay on for 12 hours a day, whatever you want. Some advertise a little bit for themselves. I'm out there all the time trying to promote everywhere. I have people that are also helping now that have come on board. It's wonderful. It's just, you know, it's nice to have people that are helping you. It's really hard to do by yourself when you have so many, and I really have a lot. I mean, I'm not as big as some of the sites out there, but my interaction with all of them, I try to either talk with them on the phone, I email them. If I don't see them online, I send them a little note because I know when they've been on, you know, last, and I care. I mean, I think that's the advantage to working with somebody like me or for somebody like me, and it's not this big corporation where, you know, you're just like a number. They don't really get to know who you are, and boy, am I lucky. I get to know all of them, and it's a pleasure. It really, really is.
And you mentioned minutes. So are we going to be paying $6 a minute?
No, right now I have a actually it works up to be about $1.50 a minute. I have a 5-minute reading for $10, a 10-minute reading. I have to even think about what this is, 10-minute reading. I have a 20-minute reading and a 30-minute reading. The 30-minute reading is $45. So the most you're going to pay for a 30-minute reading is $45. You know, and I've had those prices since we began, since October of 2011. So the readers get paid a fair price, and the site makes something. And, you know, I'm trying to make everybody happy. That's not always easy, though, you know, Rainbow Rose. You're trying to make everybody happy, and you think you're doing the right thing. And I'm sure there's going to be changes in things as the voice chat comes through, because if you talk to the reader for, like, say, for example, 10 minutes, you're going to get an awful lot out of that reader for those 10 minutes, a lot more than you would be if you were typing in the room. So, I mean, look at me. I can talk really fast. You could probably in 5 minutes get 20 minutes worth if I really wanted to start talking. But and I bet you there's some people laughing by me saying that because it's true. But you know what I'm saying. So hopefully we'll keep the things prices down, and we're not in competition with any other site. We are a different kind of site, and I think that's what makes us unique and sets us apart from everybody else. And that's how I want it to stay, really. I want us to be known for stars. We are stars. And if you see what I post on Twitter, come be a stars with us. You too can be a stars. You know, I mean, it's just glitter. It just makes me feel really good. I'm really pleased with everything, how it's working right now.
That's good. I would say that since I have been a stars for, I'm probably one of your second or third readers at this time, the one that has been with you the longest, and I must say it's amazing to be a stars because I feel supported and I feel valued for what I do. And through the years with you, you know, we get people off and on, and you've always stood beside me. You've always made me feel that I'm not out there, you're not hanging me out to dry, and that really is that really matters. It matters a lot, and I'm going to say it right on, you know, right here on a broadcast. Thank you so much for what you bring to what you do with Star Psychics and the rest of it, you know. And could you please let us know a little bit more about the lady behind the mask? You know?
The lady, what does she do besides work on the computer and all of that? Well, I love to read. I love spending time with my granddaughter. She's 8 years old. I haven't played tennis in a long time, but I hope to pick that back up again. I love to play games, online games, you know, just like different kind of games that are out there. I really like doing that. And a couple of times a week, sometimes only once a week, I have a couple of pretty close girlfriends that I can go and we go to lunch and kind of laugh and do girl kind of stuff. And it's really helped me get through the past year. And actually doing what I do online has really helped all the stars. They don't realize how they've helped me because it's, you know, I, of course, you know, I lost my husband, and it's, if I didn't have this to do, I don't know what I would be doing. I don't think I'd be getting a job somewhere. I doubt it. But it's really, really helped me, and I must thank all of the stars and those who are listening and have called in tonight. That, and there's many of them, 90-some, that have really kept me busy and motivated. You know, I can't think of anything else I would rather do. I'm really good with QuickBooks, though. I can do bookkeeping. I'm trained to do that. But I wouldn't want to do that as a job. I love what I do. You know, I love bringing people together and having them be at a place that makes them happy. And they can call me. Everybody's got my phone number. They can call me anytime they want. Hey, Nat, I got a problem. Or, hey, Nat, you know, I don't think this lady liked this reading or whatever. And I will deal with it. And I haven't had a problem come to me yet in all these years that I could not handle. So I think the floor experience, like I like to call it, has really helped me a lot. And it's helped me as a person. And, of course, you know, I have close people that are around me. I have Stars Christina. I have, of course, you, Stars Rainbow Rose. And I have Stars JC that I talk to regular. And there's a few others that I talk to. And just their encouragement and... it's really helped me a great deal, and I'm very, very pleased. You know, I couldn't ask for anything more, really, not at all.
And there's another feature about Star Psychics, and that's wonderful for us guys, is it's the Emporium. Can you go into
that? Oh, yes,
Star
Emporium began on Planet Stars, and when we created Star Psychics, I always had the intent to move the Emporium. Actually, you can access the Emporium from Planet Stars, but I wanted to move it to Star Psychics. That's going to be revamped a little bit. I might put some things in categories. I don't know. I haven't decided. Tony is going to come in next week. He's out of town. We're going to really sit down and refresh everything. And, you know, you have to keep a site going. And the Emporium has a lot of great things in it. I mean, and every reader that comes on board can have their own shop that they can promote, put anything that they want in it. I don't really have any rules as to what to put in. It's something that's in good taste, of course, and I you know, haven't had a problem. There's a lot of beautiful stuff in there, and that's going to be promoted more. I just, you know, you run out of time. You run out of hours in the day, I think, but I have lists and lists of things that I want to do and changes that I want to make, and it's really an exciting process. You should go see Stars Emporium. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
And can you explain to the people out there, if I wanted to become a Stars Psychic, what's the process?
Well, you go to starspsychics.com, and at the top, there's a place for an application. You click on that little tab. You fill out the form, which is kind of general. I mean, it asks for your experience. You can choose a star's name, and if it's taken, of course, you'll have to choose another one. You just give some basic information. It gets sent to me. I, in turn, email you for an interview. You do a little mini reading for me. Basically, I'm just looking for how you read, not necessarily, oh, you know, I'm not there to police you and say, well, you didn't do that right or anything like that. I can tell, because I've done this so long, when I talk to somebody, I know how experienced they are, or I know how comfortable they are with what they do. They don't have to have years under their belt. They could only have 2 years, but I can tell right away. I can tell if you're reading from a book, so maybe that's one of the gifts that I've been given, the ability to be able to weed out. I really have not had to do that with anybody. One girl did not have the experience. And I didn't discourage her. I just told her, go off and work with your tools that you have and learn it and be comfortable with it, and then come back and let me know when you're ready to interview. So once we interview, then I approve your application on the site. I take you into your own chat module, which sits on the server. Nobody downloads, or you don't have to put anything on your computer. You just go there, and I show you how the room works. And it's called your advisor panel you get into, and it's got just about everything, and it's going to have more because Tony and I have more ideas. So, you know, it's a nice process, and then off you go. I mean, you can be available. You can be busy for a you know, short amount of time. You can log off and get back on again whenever you feel like it. there are really no rules as far as that's concerned. I do keep track, like I said, of when you've logged in last, because I like to know if people are okay. Sometimes they don't email me and say, well, yeah, you know, I had something happen in my family. Things happen, as we know. And so then I will oftentimes disable their profile and say, well, let me know when you're going to come back. And it's just a toggling. I just have to toggle a switch. I mean, it's there. It's easy. And I have some returning, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. So it's really an easy process. It takes maybe about an hour on the phone. Just depends upon how we start to chat. Sometimes I end up talking longer with others. It just really depends. But it's an easy process. Very easy.
It's wonderful. And as we are coming to the close of this, is there anything that you want to talk, especially about like the broadcast, about this Blog Talk Radio, where it's going to go, some of that, and anything else you would like to leave your listeners with?
Well, Blog Talk Radio, I feel, has great potential. I think as we go on and we have, you know, we talk about all the topics, and there's a ton of topics that we have. I have great hosts, co-hosts, people that are supporting it, tuning in. It's really hard to say how many are going to show up. We don't know, but I will say this, that once the broadcast is over and we have it archived, we get a lot of listeners. People are curious, and they do go listen to it. And the one thing that it does do is, if you know anything about search engines and how it spiders your site and all of that, all of these things you get attached to, every one. Like, we're hooked on Blog Talk Radio now. So if you want to type in shows on air tonight, it will probably come up in the engines. And so it's important. It's a good thing for advertising for yourself, promoting people, promoting my stars to come in and answer questions for little mini readings. And basically that's one of the purposes for me doing it. Was not to promote me, of course. It was to give them a place to promote themselves. And I hope everybody will come to the site. A lot of great readers there. So much talent in one place is unreal. And sometimes I sit back and I go to the site and I look at it and I think, wow, look at all of them. And they're so devoted, and I really appreciate that. So thank you, everyone. It's fun. It really is. We're going to keep going along and doing the best we can.
And could you go over one more time the sign-up process for anyone that might want to be a client of STARS?
Oh, sure. Well, there's an account login right now that you go, it's at the top right, you go and create, you put in your email address and a password. If you don't have an account, it will take you to a place where you can fill out some information, you know, and then you update that, and then you can go and purchase the minutes that you want. I mean, it's set for 30 minutes, but that doesn't mean you can't buy 55 minutes or 60 minutes, whatever you want. It stays in your account. All of the information is confidential. The site does not hold any credit card information. Everything goes through PayPal. It's a great process that Tony has set up for us. It's very easy for me. I think you can feel very safe on the site knowing that your information is secure. And then, you know, you log out when you're done with your reader, you know, you can go back and your minutes are still there. And I haven't had anybody contact me and say, I'm missing my minutes, Natalie. You know, it just doesn't happen. It's very accurate, and Tony has done a fine job.
That's wonderful. And what can they expect? Now we're coming into times about questions and psychics doing one questions, and what's that?
Well, at the last half of this, which we're going over, but that's okay. Last time we didn't talk as much, but it's good. Well, the callers can ask one question of the readers, and they'll answer your question. You know, and we have people waiting, so you have to limit it to one question. It gives you a chance to hear your reader and to get a feeling for them, pick up on their energy, whether, well, I really like their voice or nah, maybe I don't like their voice. It's really important to connect with your reader as well as the reader with the client. I think this portion that we're having is going to be really good. I like the idea of the question and answer kind of thing, and it gives all of the readers a chance to show their work and to show how good they are.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for joining me tonight and for letting people know you a lot more and know about what you do. And please, you know, come along and get to know us stars, because we're wonderful people. We have talents, and we'd love to share them with you. And back over to you, Stars Christina.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening. And if you need a good in-depth reading from one of the best psychics in the whole world, which there are several of them on starpsychics.com, make sure you visit starpsychics.com. One of the things that I'd like to talk about a little bit tonight, since do we have any... I will turn on Priestess Candy, and Priestess Candy will be helping me this evening with the rest of the show. Hello, Priestess Candy. Stars, Priestess Candy. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you for having me on the show.
And she really is amazing. She's not lying when she says that. So here's one of the things I thought we'd talk about. First, we'd like to open it up to some callers. If we have some callers in that would like to chat with us or call in, please call in to 347-838-9736, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, one of the things that I thought we'd talk about, since while we're waiting for callers, is to perhaps figure out ways on how to determine to find a psychic. There's many people out there that they get the wrong psychic or the wrong light worker, and they just don't connect with them. Priestess Candy, Stars Priestess Candy, tell me, what do you think about the scammers out there in this world right now?
I think that there are some people who do join these networks and pretend to be authentic readers and authentic psychics, but I do feel like there are a lot of genuine people with genuine gifts. And basically, with my experience, I've had a lot of clients come to me and share their experiences with other advisors on, you know, different networks and things. And determining who is right for you, I would say a lot of it is go with your gut feeling, because your gut feeling is usually right. Now, if you can come in and have a talk with the advisor and you click, that's a good thing. You should be able to, it's hard to verbalize because I wasn't prepared to talk about this.
Well, that's pretty okay. You know, basically, the whole idea is when you're looking for a psychic and you want to make sure that they're real. There's a lot of fake psychics out there who like to start with cold readings. And basically, when you start with a cold reading, you can also start to pick up things from clients. If you have a general idea of what the client's like, they're generous, they're kind, they're smart, they're good, then you can pretty much get more information to actually get connected with the client. However, these readings work in different ways. people, you know, some psychics or fake ones rely on general information that applies to anyone, but the real psychic is going to really see what's going on in your life. And that's what's happened, and that's why Natalie is so careful about picking the right people and interviewing everyone to make sure that they are actually that they actually have the gift to actually help people. So that's one of the things
that
we look for. You bet, and you know, to make sure that they're not just all cold readings. Even psychics are human, and so every once in a while we may not be picking something up on someone. And so we start a cold reading, and suddenly somebody who died has come up, or a situation in their life that's a huge challenge has come up, or several other things that have come up to make these people realize that the psychic they're talking about, the psychic that's seeing the reading, is actually picking up on a lot of significant things that is going on with them in their lives. We have tonight Stars Maya, and I'm going to ask her to see if she'd like to talk a little bit about this situation, or actually this this phenomenon. Hold on just a second as I get her. Hello, Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, good evening. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. I know I'm kind of catching you on the spot, but you have a lot of experience. Stars Maya has been doing readings for decades. She's a five-star reader all over the internet. She's one of the most talented readers in the world, actually, and that's why she's a star psychic. So please, how can you guide someone and ask them, you know, how they could find the right reader?
Well, thank you very much, Stars Christina, for those kind words. I appreciate that. And I agree with Stars Priestess Candy that some of it is gut feeling. It's a feeling that you should have. In the beginning when you're scrolling through pages and you're looking at pictures, I do feel that you should feel some type of connection. My analogy to that would be if you're in a public place and let's say you're dating or you're open to dating and for some reason someone across the room catches your eye. That's a good way of looking at it. Another thing that I would like to stress is I would like to see clients take the time to read profiles. Each of us at STARS are wonderful and have very unique and different ways of reading and connecting with our clients. That's why we're such a wonderful group, is because we each have something special to offer. Take the time to read the profile. Most of the profiles will give you a little bit of more in-depth on how that psychic or that reader works, what their expertise is about, what their belief system is. I feel that the belief system of a client is not necessarily as important as the belief system of the reader or the expert that they're going to, because that's going to be their basis or their platform. So if a client is wanting, for example, they really enjoy astrology and they've had good experiences with astrology, then that would be a good starting place. If they like something that's a little bit different, tarot cards, or someone that works without any tools, those are also good ways of narrowing things down. So you go with your gut, read the profile, and let it click. Once you enter into a reading, I feel within the first few minutes, you should start to feel comfortable. I have a lot of clients tell me that they feel either a calming energy if they're upset or they're chaotic, is a chaotic time in their life, which is what we deal with a lot. And I have other clients tell me that they almost feel a buzz. They almost feel it's hard to articulate, as Priestess Candy mentioned, but they it's a feeling. It's an emotion in addition to what's being said. And I also agree with you, Stars Christina, that a lot of the not so reputable, which I don't feel we have that on Star Psychics at all, but some of the not so reputable readers are going to bring up things that are very general, you know, so general that stop and just ask yourself, is this general, is this statement something that could apply to 90% of people? If someone comes to me and they tell me that they just had a breakup with a partner and I say to them, I see you're going through a difficult time. Huh. Well, yes. They already
Yeah, duh. That's pretty general right there. I agree, yeah.
Right. So I feel that those of us that are genuine, which on Star Psychics, I do feel that everyone is genuine and everyone is gifted in their own way. You know, there should be some details, past, present. There should be little things that come up that help to me, it builds up trust. If I can pick up on something that I couldn't have known, or I'm able to connect with a client in a way that they know they feel connected, then they're going to be a little bit more trusting of what I have to say in terms of insight and guidance for the situation or the upcoming situation or how things are going to turn out.
And,
mm-hmm.
and you're absolutely
yeah.
100% there, Maya. And that's pretty much how all of us feel as far as ethically. Now, when you're looking for a psychic and you're out there and you decide you want to find somebody or attract a psychic into your life, you have to make sure there are certain things in place. If a psychic comes up to you and starts telling you you have a curse or you have negative energy or that she's going to charge you $7,000 to lift the curse from you, then you need to run. A lot of people, for some reason, you know, get hooked up or believe these psychics that tell them they have a curse. I believe in negative and positive energy. What you think about, you bring about. What you think you are is who you really are. And so negative energy can, of course, attack anyone. But at the same time, you know, we are what we think we are. So you have to remember that when you're choosing a psychic. Stars Maya, have you ever had a client that came up to you and said, another psychic told me I was cursed and they wanted $20,000?
Yes. I actually have had that, unfortunately, more than once on several occasions. And my first duty, I feel, is to calm the client and put them into a state of relaxation and try to get them to see things that anything that requires a significant amount of money, especially up front, is probably not a good idea and is more self-motivated for that person. It definitely an agenda. There is, I agree with you, there is positive and negative energy. But if there were to be something negative going on in a person's life, I wouldn't say that it's a curse. So I help them to see things a little bit more realistically, and hopefully they haven't spent the money. I like it when they come to me before they've spent that money because they have questioned it. And what I tell them
is... Oh, yes,
is,
I do too. It's just very sad
and,
when
and
they...
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead. No.
Well, and a lot of times there is some work to be done. There can be some negative influences and factors, and it can be, as you pointed out, as simple as they're thinking negative thoughts. And to me, that type of expert is, that's predatory behavior. They're being predatory towards someone that's in a weak state of mind or frame of mind or energy because of difficulties that they've had, regardless of whether it comes from their childhood, from a breakup, from work, from home, money, finances. So they're in a weak state, and these people are you know, that are selling these spells, and they're going to cleanse them, and they're going to do all this. Now, there are some real, true cleansings and helpful things that we can do, but they should be reasonably priced, and a lot of them should be able to be done within a session. So a session would cover the majority of what's being done. So the bottom line is if it feels odd, if it feels like a great amount of money, then you probably, like you said, you need to run for the hills. That's not a reputable
Right. Usually it's not a reputable person and they're out to scam you for their money. The real psychic, from what I see, first connects with you. The money comes. Most psychics, the real ones out there, and those are all starspsychics.com, by the way, the people on that site, on our site, actually realize that the first and most valuable thing is connecting with the client, connecting with you. There's so many... There have been some real psychics that can be unethical, too. They're kind of hard to spot, but don't assume that every psychic who avoids a cold reading and who can actually do a good job with their psychic tools isn't out to scam. Some of them become
exactly.
very powerful, but the thing about it when they do start to scam is that they lose their mojo. They lose their power. And I'll give you an example. This is my personal opinion from Stars Christina. Just an opinion. Some people really love her. But Sylvia Brown, she's an exceptional psychic, a very good psychic, but all the television, all the fame, all the publishers, all the hairdressers, everybody else has brought her level of gifts down. And even though her readings have gone, are like $700 or $800 per hour, her actual gifts have been brought down because our first mission is not so much the money, but to be able to help someone else. When we have that in focus, then God provides for us. Most psychics, real ones, are not rich, as you all know. Is that not true, Stars Candy, Priestess Candy? Or Maya?
That's true. I, in fact, I joke about it, and I say, I do not live in a castle, trust me. I struggle just like everyone else, and I'm very conscientious. And I live by the motto, and I agree with you totally, that those of us that are real, even though we may delve into some things that others don't, our first and foremost is to assist and help the client, whatever that may be. And my motto is first do no harm. And to me, it is harmful to a client, and it does not serve their highest good or their highest potential in telling them they've been cursed, they have a spell over them, and they need to go out and spend thousands of dollars in order to get it reversed.
Exactly. And there are some very successful and rich psychics that are good psychics, and they're all good. Even Sylvia Brown has the gift. But at the same time, when we get into the material world too much, then we lose that little bit of grace, that light that we've had before. And one of the greatest movies I've seen regarding psychic abilities is called The Gift with Cate Blanchett. And in that particular movie, she shows exactly, she's a humble woman like many of us are, and humble men that are in this profession. And she shows herself to be that. She's raising three children all alone. Her husband has died, and she's the village psychic, as I like to call it. And in the movie, of course, she solves a crime and all that. But it's just, it's amazing how people don't really realize what a real psychic is. Basically just one of you, like everyone else, just one of you. I'm sorry,
On that note, are we ready to take questions? Because we have Becky on the line.
We are happy to take questions. Please introduce us to the next one, Priestess Candy, Stars Priestess Candy.
Hello? Becky, you are live. Hi, Becky, you're live on the air. What is your question for us today?
Hey, my question is a relationship question. I'm in a new relationship, and I feel it's a really good relationship, but I was just seeing, you know, what you guys see.
What is the first name of this person?
His name is John.
John. And I see a lot of excitement here. It seems like he's been looking for somebody like you for a while. He likes your light spirit, your humor, your sense of humor. You see the glass half full rather than half empty, and he likes that optimism that you have around you. It looks like a very recent relationship. I'm not seeing a wedding or anything like that, but that can change in the future. I'm just
right.
saying basically he's got some people. He's got a little bit of baggage, maybe somebody from the past, children, something like that. Maybe he's divorced.
He's never been married.
Okay. Well, I see somebody from the past here.
Right, yeah.
That he was involved, very connected to. Marriage is a man-made thing. Spiritually,
right, I totally
you know,
understand
when you're
that.
Soul connected. Yeah, he's had a soul connection with someone that he's getting past. And so I see him ready to accept love again, and you're the one. I mean, as far as accepting love again. Now, I'm not saying that you guys are going to live happily ever after. It's too new for that. But,
right,
you can
totally
always,
understand.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can always come up and get an update at starpsychics.com, of course. But I can see that it's going to be a good relationship and something that where you'll get to know each other.
Okay, so the thing is, the one question I have, you know, that we've been, it's, you know, it's been about a month, and it was like right at the beginning, I mean, he was calling me all the time. And, you know, and it was just like, wow, okay, I have to do this, you know. And then now it's, like I'm almost making the calls. He did. I mean, the whole thing is it's kind of a bad timing on air. I mean, it's, I guess there's timing. There's a reason why we meet when we meet. But he started a new job. We started dating. And you know what I mean? And so it's like he's overwhelmed, like 15, 16-hour days.
Well, yeah, that makes it kind of hard to have a good relationship that's going to be long-term and all those and all
right.
that.
Well, he's hoping to get, you know, these hours. It's just learning this new job. And so, you know, he has 3 weeks to get it down. And then, you know, I mean, he's getting the hours down, but it's just, you know what I'm saying. It's just he's tired. He's exhausted.
Oh, yeah, and I can totally understand that. And this is Stars Christina, by the way. And so with a little patience and time, let it go. Focus on the things that you love to do right now in your life, whether
right.
it's work, whether it's your family, whether it's whatever it is, the art, whatever it is. Focus on what you love to do right now and don't focus on him. He's there. I see him
right.
around.
Right, and when we can see each other, we can see each other. I mean, that's
exactly.
kind of...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it should be great. Yeah. But anyway, give us a call back if you're
I will.
Having
I'm
going to
actually call. And can I call, like, for, like, readings, actually, like, personal readings off the air?
Yes. Yes, but off the air. If you want to go off the air, you can go to www.starpsychics.com. Our website is right there, and you can just click us off the air, and we'll be glad to give you a chat reading. We have
okay.
state-of-the-art chat software, or I think Natalie's working on some phone work as well, or some voice
right.
Voice chat, and so that'll be awesome. So, yeah, we look forward to reading for you and giving you a good,
that.
In-depth reading. We have
That's
numerologists, channelers. Okay, awesome. Well, so glad
okay,
you called. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God is blessings. Bye-bye, darling.
All right.
And so, it's,
our call in
great.
Number is. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We would love to hear you guys and take some more callers. Our call in number is 347-838-9736. That's 347-838-9736. Give us a call and ask us one question, complimentary of Star Psychic.
Thank you, Stars Priestess Candy. And as we were going along down the line here and talking about how to determine a real psychic from a fake, you know, you want to make sure that these people are ethical. The signs are this. If they're asking for more money, using fear, guilt, intimidation, or they have attempts to isolate you, it doesn't matter how good the reading is. If those problems are present, they will lead you to unhealthy places to begin with. So you don't need to go with people that are going to make you feel more guilty, more intimidated, or want to take more of your money. So at StarPsychics.com, by the way, it's $1.49 a minute. I think she's going to go up to $1.99, but the standard in the industry is $5 a minute. Even some people have paid $20 a minute for a reading. So for you, if this is your first time getting a reading, this is the best place to start because you get high-quality readers at a very low price. So make sure you visit starpsychics.com. Now, real psychics, they seek to empower you with information. That's the main thing that we all seek, is to make sure that you become empowered with who you really are, what your gifts really are, and you know who and your strengths. Because with your strengths, you can get out of, you know, recognizing your strengths, you can get out of any challenge. So they point out patterns, real psychics do, and tendencies and issues. And they will tell you what's wrong, how you can get out of a situation, spiritual solutions for everyday problems is what the psychics offer. We also offer ways that you can meet those challenges by, insights into your strengths is the main thing. And we won't lie about your future. That's another thing. And I'm sure that many of you have had clients, or some of the star psychics have had clients who want to hear the fairy tale. Have you heard that, Priestess Candy? Stars Priestess Candy?
I have heard that quite a bit. I've had clients come to me, and you know, they want
information. They want now, before I've had time to actually connect with them, and they want an immediate answer, and they want to hear what they want to hear regardless of what the truth actually is. And when they don't hear what they want to hear, they get upset and they get angry about that. And it's our job to be honest and give our clients the honest truth of what we see, feel, connect, etc. And that's the way a genuine psychic operates. We don't go around telling people what they want to hear just because that's what they want to hear, so they'll pay us. I feel it's our job to give them honest enlightenment on the situation at hand that they're questioning us about. Because if we go around just telling them what they want to hear, that makes us frauds.
Exactly. And, you know, real psychics, they're not going to lie to you about the future. If that guy is not the guy, we're going to tell you, you know what, I'm sorry, this guy is not the guy. Bury this whole idea, put the nail in the coffin, and move forward, because you've got the gifts, you've got the love, you've got the talent to attract anything you want in your life. And you don't have to be with a guy that doesn't love you. That's the whole thing. So we don't lie. There's some psychics that say, oh, he's your soulmate, he's the one, you know. But the truth is, a real psychic will tell you what you already know, but will bring it up into a light through your heart to where you really see it. And that's the truth about real psychics. They won't lie, and they'll stress about things. And real psychics will also tell you, this is a free will choice. You have a choice. You can hang on to the pain of loving this man who will never love you back, or you can move on and open yourself up to the real love that comes in your way. Another thing, real psychics won't sell you stuff like cleansing baths and stuff. They may try to sell healing crystals and cleansing baths and chakra baths and all that stuff, which is perfectly okay. For the most part, they don't charge that much. You know, maybe you might spend the most of $10 for a chakra bath and the real, you know, with a real good undead, a real psychic. But the truth of it is that if they pressure you, then that's another sign that that's not a real psychic, because they're putting pressure on you. Another thing, real psychics don't try to guess people's name or make a broad statement. They pick up the spirit of the person. They pick up the vibration, not so the name, not the material part, not the body, what he looks like. Oh, what does he look like? I can't be with anybody who's ugly. Have you ever had that, Maya? Somebody ask you if their boyfriend was going to be good looking in the future?
Yes, and that question, you know, that's kind of one of my pet peeves. And I always tell my clients this. You know, I say, if I were to give you a physical description, you and I were to say, okay, he's tall, thin, and he has brown hair and blue eyes, that's all you would look for.
Exactly.
So I don't do that. What I will tell them is what the energy will be like of this person, how the relationship might move forward, the where they may meet, possibilities, so on and so forth. But yes, that's getting a little bit too. I mean, that's too much detail. I think clients should expect when they come to a psychic, they should expect some time frames, and you know we. Of course, we all know that can change based on we make choices every day that affect us tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But, yes, I get that, and I won't give them an answer. I won't give them a description. I will give them something that I might see about that person that's special, but I won't describe them to a T, and like you said, give their name, and they'll meet. I very much believe in God and believe that my gifts come from God, and he is the only one that has that knowledge of.
And you're absolutely right. I love that, because that's pretty much what I've told my clients as well, is, oh, is he good looking and this and that? And I'm like, I don't see you attracting a troll into your life. You know, if you're putting out the best, your best foot forward. You're going to attract what you believe or what you are and who you are. You're going to attract your highest self, and that's the most important thing as far as that goes when it comes to reading for people who want to know what their person looks like, when actually who they are is so much more important than what they look like. And because I've seen many, many beautiful women with men that are atrocious looking, but have the spirit of an angel. And as you have all seen that as well, I'm sure, the spirit of an angel, a spirit of the most wonderful man that could ever walk into their lives. It's rare, but it happens. I've seen it. So,
right,
so I believe
right.
it.
Attraction is the energy, and it's also the choices. You know, we have a connection to someone. I think we mentioned before about, is it my soulmate? A soulmate, to me, is an opportunity. It's a connection with that person over the rest of the room. But it's only an opportunity. What turns a soulmate into a life mate or a life partner are the choices both of those persons make to develop that into such. And so,
exactly.
Yes. So the good looking, or will they be rich? And, you know, I do laugh when they ask that. And I say, well, if they're very rich, I may have to take them. I'm just kidding. I have a sense of humor with my clients, and they enjoy that. So
yes, another thing, yes, to be human and have a sense of humor is one of the things that, you know, we are human. We just happen to have our sixth sense is just a little stronger sometimes because we focused on that since we were children. But at the same time, we're all pretty much the same, and anyone can tap into to spirituality and to reading between the lines and being psychic, if you will, or strengthening that sixth sense, which we will talk about in our next episodes of Blog Talk Radio. And we're about to wind it down now. We have 3 minutes, and for those of you who are listening to our archived radio show, we will be doing this again on Saturday. We have a rerun on Saturday if you have missed the show, and which we'll be tweeting and Facebooking. And next week's show on Thursday night, 8 p.m., is going to be The Art of Astrology, in which Stars JC, who is an excellent astrologer on Stars Psychics Network, is going to join us. And as we go into this discussion about astrology, it is the study of the influence that distant cosmic objects, usually stars and planets, have on human lives. So the influence of the cosmic objects have influence on our lives. The position of the sun, the stars, the moon, and planets at the time of people's birth or their conception is said to shape their personality. So be sure to tune in on Thursday night at 8 o'clock and see what your stars has to say regarding your personality and the effect on romantic relationships and the effect on economic fortunes and other things. And you can join me, Chris Stars Christina, with Stars JC, or another of the lovely stars who may host next week. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Stars Priestess Candy, for your wonderful help. Thank you, Stars Maya, for filling in. Thank you, Dadley, for your great interview and explaining everything about Star Psychics. You want to say hello, Natalie?
Oh, hello. I'm just listening, and I'm enjoying it all. And thanks to all of you for doing such a fine job.
Thank you, Natalie,
thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Well, we'll just forge on with it, right? It's a great thing. It's a great show place, you know. So, yep, you're most welcome.
All right, and thank you so much, everyone, for listening in to Star Psychics Network or Star Psychics Network on Blog Talk Radio, and be sure to visit us at www.starpsychics.com. And it's so good for you to listen in, and make sure that you could tell your friends to get a free reading, a free short reading on the radio, and we'll be glad to give you a reading with some of the best psychics in the world. God bless everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Before we go, we got like 30 seconds left.